The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servant and beat one, and the other they killed, and the third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to the wretched death, at least his vineyard, and lease his vineyard to other tenants, who will give him produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to people who will produce its fruits." The gospel of the Lord.
Is Jesus really that important to us? The world has fallen into an all-out sort of cultural atheism. We don't see truth. We don't know how to love each other. We don't see, as St. Paul says, at least not very well, what is true, honorable, just, pure, what is lovely, gracious, excellent, what is worthy of praise. We've stopped contemplating the beauty of the world. We don't desire good. We prefer the fight. We prefer power. We prefer our own version of truth. The autonomous self. Let me be me. Let you be you. Let me speak my truth to the world. We have lost sight of Jesus. Okay, Father, maybe it's not that much hopeless. It's not that. No, I don't think it is. If we could only see, though. If we could only see, if the world could only see the way, the truth, and the life. It's hard for all of us at times. Certainly for me. Life is a constant shifting of our will from selfishness to, we hope, self-gift. We can't live our life just seeking the world. Power, approval, entitlement, success. How can this matter? To love and to be loved. Now this is something to seek. To know Jesus and to be known by him. Now that matters. to desire to be a saint and to proclaim Jesus in the world. Now this is the way. We are tenants of this world. Think about the gospel parable today. The gospel of the wicked tenants. It's pointing directly at a failure that we all have, that we all fall into at times, that we struggle with. A failure as a church, as a society, to point out a better way. Instead, we have been brought into the presence of Jesus Christ in the sacrament, in our prayer, in each other. We've brought into the presence of Jesus, the Savior of the world, and we've said no too many times. He sent his servants to collect the produce. Thinking about the gospel, one after another, he sent his servants to collect that produce, and one after another, they killed the servants, these wicked tenants. Finally, he sent his son to collect the produce, thinking, surely they will accept my son. And what did they do? They killed him. But Jesus has risen from the dead and brought us to the church. He's brought us the church, the sacraments, the truth of the gospel, true freedom, true love, the way out of darkness into a marvelous light. What will we say to him? How will we respond to this gift of faith and salvation in and through Jesus Christ? It's been a kind of a remarkable week, and it's a remarkable month. And you might be thinking, Father, you've been watching the news? Yes, I have. But if you missed it, it was announced this week that there's going to be a new beatified individual, a 15-year-old from Italy. His name is Carlo Acutis. Have you heard of him yet? Fascinating story. Born in 1991. I was in high school. Gosh. Some of you are thinking, Father, you're young. He was born in 91, died in 2006, only 15 years old, from Milan, Italy. Carlo Acutis, venerable, soon to be Blessed Carlo. At the age of 7, his parents, who were not really big churchgoers, they were kind of the Christmas and Easter maybe Catholic kind of people in the world. There's many of those. They did bring him to his first communion, and from that moment, he had this deep desire to go to church, to receive the Eucharist, and to be close to Jesus. He begged every day for his parents to take him to daily Mass. And they did, until he was able to walk himself to Mass. And he did. He walked every day to daily Mass. Before and after every Mass he went to, he would spend time in front of the tabernacle in the church. He prayed the rosary every day. He was known by Jesus. Later in life, he learned about computers, and he's one of the early sort of YouTubers of the world. He had a little show on the internet, and he would make these fun kind of teenage shows, but he would also talk about Jesus and the Eucharist and prayer and encourage people to go and pray. He wanted to preach the word, but through this technology, kind of an innovator of sorts, or at least he had this deep desire for people to know the Lord. He died at the age of 15 with leukemia, but his legacy is powerful. Now here's one of his quotes, kind of beautiful, something to think about. He said, remember he's 15, maybe less than this. He says, "Our aim has to be the infinite, not the finite. The infinite is our home. We have always been expected in heaven." You love that beautiful sentiment. We have always been expected in heaven. God, he's expecting us. He's preparing the way for us. He also said, and this has become a very famous quote, especially among young people and throughout the church and the world, those who have gotten to know him. He said, "All people are born as originals, but many people die as photocopies." Interesting. Venerable Carlo, soon to be Blessed Carlo Acutis, the Eucharist for him was everything. He called the Eucharist and Jesus in the Eucharist the highway to heaven. I think that that's true. There is so much going on in the world, so many confusions, lies, deceits, misdirections, and campaign slogans, pointing of fingers in every direction, but not seeing the condition of the vineyard. The vineyard is in desperate need of a good farmer, of someone to pay attention to it, of someone who's willing to go out and sow and reap and plant and bring Jesus to the world. The vineyard is the church of God. The world is suffering from a great silence, not hearing Jesus or about Jesus, even worse. People need to hear about the Lord. We are silent in our belief and love of Jesus, but there is certainly hope. Someone like Venerable Carlo Acutis, who will be beatified on October 10th, or Father McGivney, the founder of the Knights of Columbus, who will be beatified on October 30th. It's a big month for the church. People still reaching out regularly to inquire about the Catholic Church. I get calls every week. People asking, what does it take to be Catholic? We have great work going on in our pro-life movement, this being the 40 Days for Life campaign month and pro-life month. Great work going on in serving the poor every single day. We don't stop as a church. We haven't because of a pandemic. We keep pushing on. We keep proclaiming the gospel, and we keep bringing people the truth. We have great hope in Jesus. Is Jesus really that important to us? Blessed Carlo says, "Aim for the infinite. Aim for heaven. Aim for the one who is life itself, Jesus Christ. He will not leave us orphans. He will lead us home." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.